Welcome to this episode of So Suriname. This episode, we will be discussing the history of Suriname and how Suriname, modern-day Suriname, came to be. We'll start from the beginning with Christopher Columbus. Yes, that guy. In 1498, Christopher Columbus seized the coast of Suriname for the first time. After that, in 1593, Spanish explorers visited the area and named it Suriname, after the country's earliest inhabitants, the Surinamese. From 1600 to 1650, various nations attempted to settle the country. The Spanish came and tried, the Dutch came and tried, the British and the French. All of them tried it during the first half of the 17th century, but they all failed, in part because of resistance by the native inhabitants. However, in 1651, the first permanent European settlement in Suriname was established by the British at Paramaribo, the modern capital of Suriname. This was done by Lord Francis Willoughby. So how did Suriname became under Dutch rule? In 1667, the British ceded their part of Suriname to the Netherlands in exchange for New Amsterdam, now known as the Big Apple, New York City. In 1799 to 1802, as well as in 1804 to 1806, British rule was reimposed. In 1863, slavery was abolished and indentured laborers brought in from India, Java, and China to work on the plantations. This gives a sense of how Suriname became ethnically diverse. In 1955, while Suriname was still part of the Dutch Empire, Suriname was given full autonomy, with the Netherlands and Europe retaining control over its defense and foreign affairs. And in 1965, Suriname becomes independent, with Johan Ferrier as the first president and Henk Aaron as the first prime minister. So all these events, although they're very not exhaustive, but they give an idea on how Suriname became how it is today. So thank you for listening to this episode. See you next time. Thank you.